My name is. Thank you. Got it. Okay. My name is Dana Denny, Chair of the Madison Personnel Board, and I'd like to call the meeting to order. And with that, let's call the roll.
Ann
Olga.
Benedict Clark here.
Angela.
And Helga Vranny.
All right, on that note, I'll read the introduction. Madam Chair, it's a virtual meeting. In virtual meetings like this, it's important to follow Robert's Rules of Orders. Therefore, don't speak until you've raised your hand or been recognized by the chair. The chair will ask for a motion and a second for each agenda item, unless it's noticed for discussion only. Any member wishing to join the debate or move an amendment should raise their hand and be recognized by the chair. Similarly, if you have some other matter of business to bring to attention of the chair, such as a point of order or a request for information, please raise your hand to be recognized. As committee members, we ask you activate your video and keep it on for the duration of the meeting. Again, raise your hand if you choose to speak, wish to speak and be recognized. City staff, please activate your video only when speaking. And again, use your raised hand feature if you wish to be recognized. And we have no members of the public here today, but their name needs to match the name they entered in registration. You should remain muted on the call unless you, for the members of the public, and do not use video. The floor is yours, Madam Chair.
Thank you very much. Why don't we move on and approve of the minutes? Do I have a motion to approve our minutes from our last meeting?
So moved.
Thank you, Angela. Do I have a second?
Second.
All right, wonderful. With that, is there any discussion? All right, no discussion. All in favor? Say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right, the motion carries. If there is no objection, we will record a unanimous vote in favor of the motion. If you do object, use the raise hand vote. I think I did that backwards, but hearing no objection, the motion to approve the minutes passes. So I'm just going to pass on that. Is there any public comment? We have no public comment. Do I even have to read that, Iman, just as a if there are no members of the public?
I mean, I think we just say there are no members of the public,
Okay.
no public comment.
Okay, thank you. Just as clarification. Okay, thank you. Are there any before we move on, are there any disclosures or recusals on part of the board members as we review the remainder parts of the meeting for the, over the agenda? Okay, don't hear any of that. So why don't we move on to new business? And why don't we consider our first item? Is there a motion to approve?
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
Okay, HR, please present.
All right. This is a, as I mentioned, a small but mighty typographical error correction in our personnel rules where the meaning of the word does make a difference. And in our authorized administrative adjustment section of the personnel board rules, we had listed four criteria in which we were allowing or which the legislative bodies could authorize the HR director and the finance director purview and authority to make position modifications within that set criteria. We discovered as the rules were approved that the final criteria of FTE adjustment had listed less than a 0.2 FTE adjustment, which did not allow for us to make a 0.2 adjustment, which is what the goal was. We had a 0.8 FTE, 80% FTE position that the agency had wanted to make full time. And we could make it 99.99%, but we could not
Makeup.
effectuate the 100%. And so noting that less than and no more than are two different meanings, we are requesting that the board approve this amended language to allow us to fully exercise the administrative action section as intended.
Yeah, that's pretty important. Okay.
Any questions? And then there were some corrections to the name of the worksheet as we've made some updates so that the references were accurate.
Yeah, I get that. Thanks for the explanation, because in the document, that part seemed a little, I was like, well, I'll wait for the presentation. That part seemed, I understood the second part, but I didn't understand the first part. But thank you very much for that.
Yeah.
For that clarification. Are there any other additional questions or any discussion by the board or any other additional questions for Iman on this particular item? Okay, the motion was to approve. If there is no objection, we will record a unanimous vote in favor of the motion. If you do object, use the Zoom raised hand function and we will call the roll.
I have a question. Are we going to review the other particular changes before we approve the whole item?
I am happy to review some of the other modifications. As I mentioned, the main primary section was that section 4 of authorized administrative adjustments. I did make a couple of corrections in the section on page 11 under the class of, under the position study section, where the name of that document had been changed from a classification change worksheet to a position classification worksheet. Adding the clarity that not all classifications are going to change. Like, it is a capturing of the information to determine what classification that position should fall into. And so just changing the title of that document is what I did there. And then there was some remnant language about eligibility list, and we just don't call them that anymore.
Yeah.
They're called eligible lists, and that was just another typographical oversight.
Right.
But I believe those are the full scope of the changes that I presented submitted.
Yeah, they were pretty minor, because you don't even have eligibility lists are like from the '80s. I mean, you don't even have.
I still have people calling them cert lists, and I'm
we've never
used that terminology while I'm here, and so I'm just trying to make sure the language is consistent. Thank you, Anne, for that question.
Yeah, and I appreciate just hearing why, and that makes perfect sense.
Yeah. Thank you, Anne. Any other questions? Okay, if there are no objections, then the motion passes. That is the only item that we have before moving on to just two discussion items. And so if you'd like, we can move on to those, I guess. So why don't we move on to, and I apologize for the light in here. I'm in my car. So, and now my husband's getting back in. So here we go. One moment, please. So why don't we move on to discussion item, first discussion item, which is, I believe it's a compensation study update.
Yep. I can give that briefly. We convened a sub-meeting with Baker Tilly to get an update on the compensation plan study. They are currently... have done a full review of all the position descriptions that have been submitted, and job evaluation and the title titles and job evaluation have been completed. They are currently halfway through the market assessment piece of the study, and the next steps will include the equity implementation plan, and looking again at classifications that have the largest gap against the market, and that we are estimating a timeline for completion by the end of May for the full report and the analysis recommendations and implementation recommendations as well. So we are on track. And it's going to be interesting. I don't want to reveal any. We've gotten some preliminary results, but it's interesting. So I'm excited to see, I guess, what the outcome might lend itself and what traction we can get to implement those changes.
Yeah, I'm also on that committee, and it is it's very interesting and very intricate, and there's a lot of moving parts, and HR is doing their due diligence, as is Baker Tilly. So I'm very pleased to see how it's moving along. So
Thank you.
you're welcome. How about the next item that you have up? And I think that's just the other progress of what you guys had in the hopper from last year.
So these are this is the full list of administrative actions that we have implemented with our newfound rule, and we will be presenting or sharing that with the Finance Committee on a quarterly basis as requested, so that they are able to see how those movements m were made. And it in if it if they are not every report has the worksheets attached to them, so you can see the specifics around each of those positions and the justification of those movements. And so it's just sharing that information as requested with that new clause in our personnel rule. So if there were any questions, I'd be happy to answer them. We've kind of been working through the kinks of that workflow, but I think we finally got through it, and this year should be a lot smoother with the reporting.
Yeah, I agree. There's not very many positions that are left in those few areas. I've been looking at all of the worksheets and measuring them up with what we've been working on throughout the past year from when we started the study to now. So, are there any additional questions about the worksheets and what we've been working on so far? And I apologize for the sunlight. We're moving through traffic, so. Any other questions? Because it looks like these are the only other two discussion items we have. Any other questions for Anand before we call for adjourn?
And just to clarify, on the December report, I believe there were a couple of denials. I don't know, I would open it. And were those the
Yes.
first ones since this new process was implemented?
Yes, those were studies that had been submitted as before and during this compensation plan process, and given the status of that process, it was really a challenge to make any sort of determination on those positions, given so many moving pieces. So those denials, I don't want to call them denials per se. They are appropriately classified at the current state, but we have written into those memos clauses that says, should Baker Tilly come and say, actually, this should be at this level, we would adjust and retroactive pay for those individuals. So, knowing that there are so many moving pieces, we don't want to say no and done, but we're saying it's right as it is in the current state, but we will review it if the larger study does indicate recommendations for change.
Thank
Right.
you.
And that's something that's standard when you are doing a compensation survey. You typically will put any classification or title study on pause until the compensation or the title study that you're currently conducting be actually completed, especially if the people might be moving upward or getting any kind of pay adjustment, because that would just be standard practice.
And then I can just say, full disclosure, there are probably about a total sum of 10 studies that are kind of in that paused status until the study is complete.
Thank you. Any additional questions from the board members to HR? Okay, hearing none, then for the good of the order, our agenda is complete for today, and apparently, motion to adjourn. Do I have a motion?
So moved.
Thank you. Do I have a second?
My second.
Thank you very much, Angela. All in favor?
Hi.
Any opposed? All right, we will see you next time then.
Hey, you might.
Oh, so.